This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MUT's 100-day plan targets research capacity and internalization, and in Mpumalanga, Taxi Boss and two others expected in court for bail application. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The MUT Interim Vice Chancellor, Professor Rashila Songa, launched a 100-day plan after her March 2026 appointment to strengthen teaching, research and community engagement. As part of the plan, the research directorate led by Dr. Annette Mini held two workshops in May 2026. The first covered research ethics papaya and the Research Ethics Committee, with staff noting that AI can aid research but still requires human oversight and integrity beyond clearance. The second focused on postdoctoral development, internalization and industry partnerships, and the improvement of scholarly output to boost MUT's research capacity and global standing. In other news, Taxi Boss Joe Ferrari Sibanyoni and his two co-accused Daniel Masilela and Philmon Msizi are expected to apply for bail in the magistrate court in Mpumalanga on Friday. The trio face charges of extortion and two counts of money laundering after making their first court appearance on Wednesday, when the matter was postponed for the allocation of new presiding officers. According to the state, the accused allegedly forced a Mpumalanga businessman to pay more than 2.2 million rand in protection fees between 2022 and 2025 in the Kangalala district, threatening to shut down his business if he refused. Prosecutors allege that money was deposited into the accused bank account and moved through several accounts in an attempt to launder the funds. The victim reported the matter to police in November last year. And finally, Madonna, Shakira and K-pop megastars BTS will headline a Super Bowl-style halftime show at the FIFA World Cup final on July 19 at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, organizers confirmed Thursday. It will be the first halftime performance in World Cup final history, with Coldplay's Chris Martin curating the show. FIFA President Gignan first announced plans for a halftime show last March, calling it a historical moment befitting the world's biggest sporting event. The move follows similar performances at 2024 Copa America final in Miami and last year's FIFA Club World Cup final at the MetLife Stadium. The 2026 World Cup, expanded to 48 teams, kicks off June 11 across the United States, Canada and Mexico. FIFA also plans to take over New York's Times Square during the final weekend. New weather reports this morning: Durban is at 22, Escort at 22, Giant Castle at 19, Global 22, Kokstad 20, Ladysmith 23, Margate 22 with 30% chances of rain and thunderstorm, Ware River 21, Newcastle 23, Pietermaritzburg 22, Port Shepstone 22, Richards Bay 25 degrees with thunderstorm, Richmond 22, St. Lucia Australia 24 with 60% chance of rain, Ulundi 24, Underberg 18, and finally Fryhead 24. Recap of the top stories this hour: the MUT's 100-day plan targets research capacity and internalization, and Mpumalanga Taxi Boss and two others expected in court for bail application. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at the top of the hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.